Dakota Hearing, can I help you?
Yeah, is Monica in?
This is Monica.
Hi, Monica. This is Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I'm good.
Look, I'm not trying to take up a lot of your time. I'm actually trying to follow up on a finance offer our bank mailed out to the business a few weeks ago. We have you guys pre-approved with us for some equipment financing and working capital. Looks like it was up to $250,000. So I'm circling back and seeing if you guys have anything in the pipeline that we might be able to help out with.
Not as of right now.
Okay. Is there a typical time of the year when you guys do evaluate your equipment or capital needs?
Usually the really end of the year or the beginning of the year.
More towards the end of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
Not a problem. Did you guys recently take something on this year, like any capital or purchases for equipment?
Not for equipment.
Okay. Do you guys typically bring on equipment every year or so, or do you even not use equipment?
No, usually it's every 5 or 6 years or so.
Right, yeah, a lot of these pieces probably have a longer lifespan. What type of pieces do you guys use for the business, if you don't mind me asking?
Audiometers, computers, hypros, soldering irons, ovens, certain ovens for curing shell material. That's basically about it.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah, no, our offer was actually, it was based off, it looks like you guys did a working capital loan in the beginning of last year. Does that ring a bell?
Yeah.
So our offer was based off that relationship that you guys had with that lender, and we were able to get you pre-approved with us for the $250,000. And obviously, I assume the reason why it was done in the beginning of the year is because you guys typically look at the finances at that time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, how about I do this? Do you have an email address I can shoot you over my contact information just in case anything comes up and I can follow up with you guys towards the beginning of the year?
Okay. My email address is D, as in David, H-E-A-R, the number 2@yahoo.com.
All right. Let me read that back to you. So that's D and then here and then number 2@yahoo.com.
That's correct.
Yeah. What did you guys happen to use that working capital loan for? Was it mainly for inventory costs or?
Yeah, inventory to get some more product in here.
Right. Yeah. You'd like to have a higher inventory turnover rate. I could definitely understand that. Is that typically your guys' busy time, the beginning of the year, like when orders start coming in, or do you guys normally have a busy time later on in the year?
It varies. I sell hearing aids, so it all varies whenever somebody decides that they're going to get hearing aids.
Right. How's that? I'm interested, actually, but how's that market? Like, what made you get into this type of industry?
My mom and dad started it.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, but back in the 90s.
So you just took over the business?
Yeah, well, we had three offices, and when they retired, it got split up between three of us, and now I own all three of them.
Oh, hey, look at that. That's awesome. I'm glad to hear that. That's pretty cool. You don't hear a lot of the irony in that statement. You don't hear a lot of, but you don't hear a lot of like how family businesses are really passed on nowadays. It's kind of like a dying breed of the way.
Yes, it is. Yep.
You know, everything's moved more along the lines of a corporation or anything like that. And for us over here, because we're a private bank, you know, we're not like any of these other big banks. We have the ability to really get down and know our customers and our clients and what their needs are and kind of a little bit more about the industry and what they do specifically, rather than just saying, hey, here's a loan, take the loan, give us back our money when we say so.
Yeah, that's pretty bad when they, you know, it's kind of nice when people get to know who you are and trust you and stuff.
And yeah, and that's exactly it, Monica. We're a relationship-based bank, and that's how we do business. We like to see where our money's going and how it can affect your business, grow your business, and you know, we want to build a relationship up with you so that eventually down the line we can be the person that you can lean on for your finances and for your financial needs.
Okay.
So yeah, I'll shoot you over an email with my contact information, and I'll follow up with you, let's say, I guess the middle of December, just touch base. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
All right, Monica, it was good talking to you.
You too.
All right, take care.
Yeah, bye.
Bye now.